Greetings, and welcome back to the audio description of this performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream, a production of the Commonwealth Shakespeare Company at the Parkman Bandstand on the Boston Common. I'm Lolly Haynes, part of your audio description team for this performance, along with Luis Edgardo Cotto and Tanya Milojevic, brought to you by Think Outside the Vox in partnership with the Commonwealth Shakespeare Company. We'll begin with background descriptions of the staging and scenes, then an overview of costume changes, as well as additional details that should serve to help fill out the frenetic and fast-paced action of Act Two. Staging. We pick up where we left off in the Forest of Fairies. The action then transitions back to Athens for the wedding celebrations, which includes a special performance by the Mechanicals of their play within a play. In the forest, the stage is once again dominated by a large, suspended heart within a heart, outlined in bright colors. The heart includes both steady neon bar lights as well as white flashing globe lights. The colors, patterns, and effects of lighting change to reflect the shifts in mood and dynamic. During the wedding scene, the central large heart is filled in with a cloth backdrop with the words, "The course of true love never did run smooth," repeated in large block font over the watercolor rainbow ombre fabric. The play within a play is a body romp that centers on Pyramus and Thespe and is enacted on the medium height platform with a simple patched up curtain as the backdrop. The couples form the audience, seated on the floor of the lowest platform atop beanbag chairs, their backs to us. Physical comedy, double entendres, silly props, and racy sight gags abound. Costume overview. As before, the fairy forest scenes are costumed in steampunk 80s style marked by pops of neon colors. Titania wears a shimmery, flowing pink robe, large, spiky, glittering headband over short blonde hair, over-the-knee silver boots, and a short silver metallic mini dress. Puck is again bare-chested with a metallic gladiator skirt, boots, and metallic epaulettes draped across his shoulders and upper sternum. Oberon continues in regal attire with a large gold jewel-encrusted captain's hat, flowing patchwork cloak, red satin trousers, and gold jewelry. Hermia, over the course of the second act, loses her faux fur coat to reveal brown cowboy boots, a tiered, ruffled, multicolored skirt and strapless top, and long, neon, pink fingerless gloves. Demetrius appears in long gray cargo shorts and black t-shirt, as well as black loafers. Helena wears a green tank top, skirt composed of long, vertical scarves of fabric loosely draping to her knees, and mid-calf black boots. Lysander sports a neon orange tank top, cuffed acid-washed denim jeans, and low black boots. The fairies wear thematic costumes, each with pops of neon color festooned with feathers, ruffles, single glove, neon or fishnet tights, some with miniskirts and corsets, and others with loose t-shirts and harem pants. Their hair ranges from blonde to red to neon, in short, tousled styling, some with oversized hats or bows for adornment. The wedding scene is themed to British perfection, a la racing day at Ascot. Hippolyta wears a floor-length, liquid gold Grecian-style gown, a chiffon gold cloak loosely draped over her shoulders, with gold boots and simpled gold headband. Theseus sports a royal purple suit featuring a collarless jacket emblazoned with a gold curlicue pattern over his left shoulder, gold cummerbund, and gold band encircling his head. Hermia wears a neon green fascinator, which is a small, flat, rakishly angled, and elaborate hat, with a pale pink dress, notable for pink and beige floral appliques. Lysander is in a pale lilac suit with collarless jacket and gold buttons adorning the front. Helena wears a neon pink fascinator, seafoam green dress with pale pink floral appliques, and Demetrius is in a bright Kelly green suit with beige applique work over his left shoulder. Lastly, in the finale, the fairies are the only ones to change costume and now appear with beautifully lit white wings, gauzy, iridescent, and translucent, with rainbow-colored lighting on the outside and inner lights of white. There are some notable props. Specific use is made of devices to create the spells cast by Oberon and Puck. The herbs and magical plants are represented by small globes of brightly colored gemstone-like lights. Puck also continues to use his ukulele to sing and enchant. In closing, thank you for joining us for this pre-show description. The second half of the performance will begin shortly. During the show, we will describe key visual moments live through your headset. We'll pause during loud soundscapes and resume when dialogue or key visuals return. We hope the rest of this performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream leaves you as refreshed as a good night's sleep.